Thank you, John. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
And a very happy and blessed Christmas I wish to you all. I might have said a very warm Christmas. Apologies, but somehow the equipment has failed us in our hour of need, as it were. But we hope you will still enjoy things along with us. It's good to see so many and some young families as well. It really is. Now, I've got a couple of announcements, but quite short. We're going to welcome Mandy to take our service shortly. But just to remind you that she still has an open door for any late alternative gifts that we might be wanting to give to her for our charities, the Lebanon and the Wood Mission. And the other is, would you please check your pigeonholes before you depart. There's still a few cards and things there. Well, I assume they're cards. Who knows? But never mind. Anyway, welcome once again. Enjoy our service. And we welcome Mandy to take it for us.
Good morning. May I just say that the collection today, the baskets outside, we don't pass baskets around anymore, is also going to Wood Street Mission and the Lebanon to buy blankets, warm clothes, desperately needed. So dig deep. Thank you. I apologise that it's cold, but dance round, feel free, that's absolutely fine. I was always told there's only one way to begin a service on Christmas Day. Guess what we're going to sing? No. No. Perhaps.
Joy to the World.
Oh my goodness. Shall I go home now? Oh, come all ye faithful. Come on. No, we don't finish with that. What do we finish with? Hark the Herald Angels Sing, because we have a descant. Oh, come. No pressure. It's not me, don't worry. Oh, come all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant.
Joyful and triumphant, come ye, O come.
Seem to have quite an international gathering here today. We have people from Paris. Yes? Yeah? Bonjour, mes amis. Don't answer me back because that's all I know. We have two special guests. They thought they'd sneak in at the back. Ha, ha, ha. From Wales. Please stand. Show yourselves. Come on. Look who's back, Ray! We have a visitor, or not really a visitor, somebody very special from Hong Kong, Eliza. And we have somebody hot foot from Florida, fresh off her honeymoon. Anybody else travelled a long way? Scotland! Welcome. Just to explain, during Advent, we've been looking at the Christmas story through different eyes. We've looked at it through the prophet Micah, through the eyes of Mary, Joseph, and the shepherds. But today, we look at the story through the eyes of John, the gospel writer. Some will say that this is the most beautiful and profound words in the Bible. If you're not sure about it, translate in your head the word word as Jesus.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. Amen.
Christmas is all about the Word becoming flesh, the light that dispels the darkness, and the choice that confronts each one of us to receive that light or not. So as we light the central candle, look at it and receive Jesus, the light of the world, into your heart this Christmas.
Central heating.
And a carol that expresses this, O little town of Bethlehem.
Thank you.
I think Christmas is extra special this year for the simple reason Christmas Day is on a Sunday. The day in the week that we meet to worship, because it's the day we remember the resurrection. So here they are together, the two great days on which the church is built, Christmas and Easter. Incarnation, resurrection, twin truths about our faith, and you can't have one without the other. So let's look at the Christmas story through Paul's eyes. Many think, including me, and because I'm not a Paul fan, but I think these are the greatest words that Paul ever wrote about Jesus.
Philippians chapter 2, verse 6 to 11. Christ Jesus, who being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man. He humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on the cross. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Thanks to be God.
Could you put it any better? Let's put it into song. We're going to listen to a video, but if you know, the words will come up. If you know it, join in.
Breath, I'm singing hallelujah.
Could you express it any better than that? I think the silence says it all. Let's change the tempo somewhat. I have made a brilliant creation. Linda, I could have done with you. I've made us a Christmas cracker. But it's a very special Christmas cracker, because through this cracker, I can tell the story of Christmas. And I'm going to need a little help. When I can switch my mic on, I am anyway. Okay? I wonder if our friends from Paris would come and help me. I won't ask you anything hard. All I want you to do really is hold this. I know one of you...
She's got her shoes, so she can't go. She'll fall over.
Oh, dear. Come up here, then you won't fall off. I need three of you, so that's great. Come on, Mum. Do you know who these are?
Yes.
Who are they?
The Dorners.
Who are you? You're
Amelia
and you're
Isabel,
and they're the grandchildren of Noreen and Gordon. Hotfoot from Paris, yes? Well, I've made a Christmas cracker. Why do you think I've made it blue? Done it on purpose. Because it represents somebody in the Christmas story. Who is always dressed in blue? I'll give you a big clue. Mary. Isn't she always dressed like that? Or very often? Dressed in blue. Do you know why she's dressed in blue? Anybody know why she's always in blue? There's always one, isn't there? Always one. And it's always the same one.
She didn't have a wardrobe. She wasn't very rich, so she probably didn't have many clothes.
But why blue?
I've heard it was the most expensive paint in medieval Europe.
Thank you. Did you hear that? Blue was the most expensive paint in medieval Britain. And when the artist began to paint her, they wanted her to look special, so she was always in blue. But I've got a poem that, well, it makes me laugh, although it isn't really very funny. And it's a bit long. I wouldn't like to read it to you today. Your turkeys might get burnt. But she starts off, Mary, she's speaking herself, and she says, "Do you always see me dressed in blue, absolutely spotless, and always looking calm and serene? Is that how you see me?" "I hope not," she says. "Please, follow my story. Don't you think that sometimes I was very afraid? We had to flee as refugees. Would I be calm? No. I was scared stiff. Do you ever see me angry? I think she'd be very angry at Herod for attempting to kill all the babies under two. Don't you? I think she'd be furious. I also think she might be angry with Jesus himself when he was 12. Do you know what happened to him when he was 12? Got lost. Have you ever lost your children?
Ever lost
him? No. No.
Well, I have. Twice. Lost both of them. Individual times. And it's horrible. It's the most scary thing. You go to a place that I wouldn't like to go to again. They were fine, by the way. So, I was pretty angry with them. And I'm sure Mary was when Jesus, well, I think he did it on purpose. He got lost
and she found him in the temple. Do you see her bewilderment when she finds him there, surrounded by the people who knew it all in the temple, the very clever people? And he's calmly sitting in the middle of them, chatting to them. She says, do you see the expression of hurt on my face when he said to me that everybody was his mother or his brother or his sister? It was though he was rejecting us, but we've got it very wrong. Do you see my grief when I watched my son die? Do you see my joy when he was resurrected from the dead? And she says, please don't always see me dressed in blue, spotless and calm, because I wasn't like that. She's trying to say she was just like you and me. She went through every emotion that we went through. But she was faithful to the end. And that's what she pleads for us to be. Whatever's happening to us, to be faithful to the end. Strange, isn't it? Because when you come to bad times, you often find Jesus much closer to you than in the good times. Yes? Yes? Have a feel at this cracker. Keep it that way up, please.
Shake it a bit.
Oh. What do you think that is?
Metal.
Well, there's a lid on the bottom of it, but what's that bit?
Hard.
It's hard, yeah. I tell you what. Undo that and have a look. Come on, Mum. That's right, you can rip it off, it's fine. What's holding it together? What's holding it together? What's that?
Cardboard.
Without something firm like the cardboard, it would collapse because its goodies inside it. Who held Mary together? Who was absolutely essential to Mary? Who's the unsung hero? Joseph. Joseph. I think this cardboard tube represents Joseph. Mainly unseen, but there in the background. And I think he was chosen by God just as much as Mary was. He was absolutely essential. She wouldn't have managed without him. Bit like this church, you know. Some people like Mary are called to have the starring role. Others, like Joseph, are called to be in the background. But they are just as important. Yes? Think of the people who make us a drink when it's cold. Think of the people who clean this place. Think of the people who look after the money. All essential, and we all have a role to play. And Mary is saying to us, be faithful to that role. Don't give in. I tried to find a Christmas carol about Joseph. Do you know any? Do you know one? Well, we have one in our hymn book. We're going to sing it now. You won't know the words, but I think you might know the tune. At least they will know the tune, won't they, John? Yes, he says. We're all right. If you can put it up, please. We see the eyes of Mary shine, for all the pain of birth is past. Let's stand up and sing it and jiggle around. Keep warm.
Thank you. think I should explain
why we didn't pull the cracker. Yeah? To start with, I couldn't find that long enough. Right? But secondly, do you remember 4 years ago when we let party poppers off on Christmas Day and we terrified a guide dog that always sits down there? So I thought, I won't do that again. And of course, he's not here today. But who do you think heard the loudest noise on Christmas Day? Ooh. Who heard the loudest noise? Shepherds, who did they hear?
Angels.
The angels singing. And what did the angels tell them?
Be
not afraid, that's right. And? Keep going. Keep going. Well done. The angels tell the shepherds, don't they, to go into Bethlehem and look for a baby lying in a manger. Now, this time last week, Richard talked a lot about the shepherds, and I sat there thinking, Richard, shut up. You're stealing my thunder. Not easy to come last. But Richard talked a lot about the joy of the shepherds and how they went out afterwards once he'd found this baby, and they told everybody. But those angels had another message. They talked about joy and
peace.
Peace. Peace. Didn't they? Peace on earth. Peace on earth. Richard said, when you stand up here, you have the privilege of picking the hymns. And he chose his favourite, so I'm choosing mine. And it's one we don't often sing. And yet for me, the words are so, so apt for today. We're going to stop in the middle of it and pray. It came upon the midnight clear.
It came upon the
let's remember the places in the world where there is no peace. We pray for the Ukraine and for Russia. We pray for Haiti, torn apart by its internal warfare. We plead for peace. And we pray for our own country, torn apart with disputes between striking workers, unions, and the government. We pray, Lord, for a just settlement, a just compromise. And we think of those who have no personal peace, people with a relative in hospital, people with little food on the table, people who fear the next bill. We pray that they will be able to access the help that they need. And we remember those in supporting roles of them. We pray for all the staff of Wood Street Mission and those who work for Embrace the Middle East in the Lebanon. Make us generous, Lord, this very day to help them. And we pray for those who are ill, for Jill, for my friend Lynn, diagnosed with COVID this morning, and for any we know. Father, whatever the situation people are in, bring your strength, bring your peace. For lo, the days are hastening on. We didn't have any words. Can we try again, please? Go back one, please. Up. There in the end. What would you expect to find in a cracker? What's the very first thing you usually pull out? Here's a clue, and you put on your head. A crown. Yes? Well, the crowns I have wouldn't fit in my cracker. That's why I needed Linda. But I brought them with me. I've had these for donkey's years. You like to put one on? There's one each. Okay. Oh, yes. Can you face the front and they can read what it says on them? Go and show her. Who am I? Who am I? Who are they? In the Christmas story, kings, except we don't think they were kings. It doesn't say that in the Bible. It just says wise men. Well, where did you come from? The East. Maybe from Persia. We don't really know. We don't know much about you at all, except you were supposedly very clever and very wise. Yeah, suits and down to the ground. Yeah, Mum and Dad and Grandma and Grandpa are nodding furiously. Very wise. They followed the stars, didn't they? And it led them to Herod in the first place. And then they stopped looking at the star and they thought, ah, Herod lives in a palace. There's bound to be a king here. Of course, it was the wrong place. And when they followed the star properly, it led them to Bethlehem, to a manger. I think they represent us. Because we're so wise and clever. No. Everybody in the story up to now has been Jewish. We're Gentiles. I think God is saying to us, my story is for everybody, whether you're Jew or Gentile, whether you're clever or whether you're not so clever, whatever the colour of your skin, whoever you are welcome in my kingdom. So let's up the tempo a little. It's as though they're all saying, come and join the celebration. What else would you expect to find in a cracker?
joke.
A bad joke?
Yeah.
Yeah. Pull the paper out.
It looks like a long one.
Looks like a?
A long one.
There are a few.
Do you want me to read them?
Yes, please.
How do you know the heating bill for December is too high?
How do you know the heating bill for December is too high? I didn't hear that.
He said, come to Pointon Methodist Church.
Oh, right. What's the answer?
Dad won't even let us open the windows on our advent calendar. Why is it getting harder to buy advent calendars? Because their days are numbered. What type of key do you need for a nativity play?
This is a really good one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh! A donkey.
What vaccine did the three wise men have? The wiser vaccine. What do you get if you take Christ out of Christmas? M&S. Or maybe just get a motto. Jesus is the reason for the season. The wise still follow him. The hinge of history is to be found on the door of a Bethlehem stable.
The meaning of Christmas is to be found on the hinge of a Bethlehem stable. So there are the jokes, corny though they are. And what else should we get in a cracker?
Get to the good bit.
Presents, shouldn't we? I suggest you tip them in there.
Woo, Brussels sprouts.
What are they?
Brussels sprouts.
Say it into that. What are they?
Chocolates.
No, they're not. They're not chocolates. Look, how can they be chocolates?
They've got wrapping on them.
They've got wrapping on them. She's not stupid. But what are they really?
What are they supposed to look like?
Brussels sprouts.
Yeah, Brussels sprouts. Who likes Brussels sprouts? So do I. Who's having Brussels sprouts for dinner? Who will not eat them? Tut, tut, tut. Is it all right to give them chocolate? Oh. I suggest you open one. And one for Mum, she's worked hard. They're right, there's chocolates inside them.
Can you get it off?
It's a bit like the Christmas story, isn't it? Richard's laughing. You have to unwrap it to get the meaning. Yes? Yes? Corny, isn't it? But it's true, isn't it? If you just take it at face value as a nice little fairy story, you miss the point. Perhaps you'd like to take those round and share them out.
You can eat yours,
yeah. You're
going to.
Oh, sorry. Quite right. What's this, she says. Here's a proper Christmas gift. We get one of these every year. Helen, here's an idea for you. We get sometimes a star, sometimes it's been a cross, and in the middle of it is burnt a manger scene, and on the back it always says, Happy Christmas, love John and Anne. But there's the real meaning of Christmas, isn't it? In a star and a baby. Hooray! It won't break. We're fortunate. So go and share them out. Thank you very much. I think we'll end there before you freeze. Yes, as I said at the beginning, there's only one way to end. But let's pray very, very briefly before we do. Let's pray. May the joy of the angels, the eagerness of the shepherds, the perseverance of the wise men, the obedience of Mary and Joseph, and the peace of the Christ child be ours this Christmas. And may the blessings of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be amongst us and remain with us now and always. Amen. But I've got one last present to give out. Recognize this? This is Helen, who got married here, 3 weeks ago? Something like that. And both families lit a candle, a family candle. And then Joe and Helen took a light from their family candle and lit a uniting candle. So this is their candle. I'm going to make a suggestion. You light it every time it's your wedding anniversary, but don't let it burn for very long, because we want your life to be long and happy.
Thank you.
Only one way to end. Listen for the death count. It'll come from over there. Somebody's pulling a face. Hark, the herald angels sing. Apologise again that we had no heating, but just remember as you leave, there are lots and lots of people who are far, far colder than we are. Many of them live in Salford and Manchester and are looked after by Wood Street Mission. Some are in the Lebanon, where the situation is dire. So please be generous as you leave. She never misses a chance.